This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got some hot baseball action tonight. Shohei has homered again.
Yeah, he led off the game with it. And then Viva Vientos!
Yeah, Vientos hit another one. So it's 1-1 Dodgers and Mets. They're in the... the first.
Bottom of one, yeah. Shohei led off the game, and then Vientos hit one.
But he can't hit with guys on off base, right?
It turns out that guy can hit no matter what. He's pretty good. So stop pitching to him.
The Yankees are up 4-3 on the Guardians in the top of the ninth, and Jose Ramirez just committed an error at third base. He had a guy in a rundown, and he dropped the ball.
No, Austin Wells is up, and then he's going to go fight a fire after this.
Yeah, he does look like a firefighter, doesn't he?
Yeah, tell me that guy doesn't double for the FDNY. He just is the quintessential New York guy.
Well, the Tigers had one of those last series. Jake Rogers is one of those guys.
That's right. The mustache is
making a comeback.
Especially in baseball.
Yeah.
All right, let's look ahead to the weekend since we don't have a show tomorrow. We'll start with college football. Of course, tomorrow night, Oregon-Purdue will be here on The Fan, kickoff at 5.
That's the game everyone's just demanding to see.
Well, it's one of those games where, you know, I mean, Oregon should win by a lot.
Yeah.
They're favored by a lot.
Matt.
But as we mentioned with Joey earlier, it is definite, like it is the definition of a trap spot.
Yeah, Purdue got a new quarterback. They made some changes. They scored 40 last week. They gave Illinois everything they could handle, and Illinois is a pretty good team. So maybe, you know.
It's unlikely, but if you're going to script a ridiculous upset, it would have all these elements.
Yes.
Night game, short rest, new quarterback that you don't have a lot of film on, you coming off a big win letdown spot. It has all that.
No question. And then you're facing another ranked team next week. That's another
And you're doing your first real travel thing. Yep. So.
And then after that is Michigan. So it's like it's the one game on the schedule that you're like, just take for granted. But as I said in our Joey interview, I just trust Dan Lanning and his staff. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll win up front on both sides of the ball. And it's kind of one of those get-in, get-out type of games.
Yep, no one hurt. Just simple, run the ball, play good defense, get out of there.
Now, the better game tomorrow is Oklahoma State BYU.
Yes!
And that, I was just looking at the lines. Oh, pretty high there for your Cougs.
Yeah, the Cougs are favored by 9.
I'm 40!
And Oklahoma State was supposed to be a top 25 team this year. Their offense has been an absolute mess. BYU is supposed to be very, very average, and, you know, here they are. And look, it's not the most daunting schedule in the world, but they eked by one against SMU, they blew out Kansas State, and then they handled Baylor in Arizona. So,
did you say this is Provo or Stillwater? Where's this game at?
This is Provo.
This is Provo, Utah, baby.
And it's tough to win there.
Yeah.
Arizona just got bludgeoned there.
Yeah.
BYU's good, but
they
man.
And they bludgeoned Kansas State there. I'll take
Mike Gundy as an underdog of 10 points any day.
Yeah. And this one, let me say this about BYU, because I've watched BYU play. It's a good team. It is. This isn't like a fluky, weird kind of schedule thing, but by no means. I think they're, 13th in the country? They're not the 13th best team in the country. They're just not. But the Big 12 is so wide open this year. I mean, who is the best team in the Big 12? Iowa State? And I saw Iowa State play Iowa. I wasn't overly impressed.
You know who I think it is, and it pains me to say this? Hmm. I think it's Kansas State.
Well, BYU took Kansas State behind the woodshed
and
bitch-slapped them. So.
Look, it's a long season. Yeah. Just because they did that doesn't mean that Kansas State isn't the best team. Yeah. I think Kansas State, and I've watched a little bit of, I kind of like the Big 12. I think it's kind of a fun league to watch. I've watched some Kansas State. I've seen BYU a little bit. Who else did you say? Oh, Iowa State. Saw them.
Iowa State. Iowa State's undefeated.
Texas Tech is the one I haven't seen any. I don't know what they have going on, but they're
5-1, and I haven't seen much of it. But BYU and Iowa State are the two undefeated teams. I think the two undefeated teams, the two ranked teams, and then Kansas State has the one loss. Arizona State is a one loss team, and they're playing better. And
they're good.
Yeah,
they're good.
But they're without their quarterback this week.
They're good. Who they got?
They have Cincinnati.
Okay.
And Sam Levitt not playing this week.
You know what's interesting about the Big 12 is that while BYU and Iowa State are undefeated, and Texas Tech and Arizona State and Kansas State are all 5-1 and looking good. If you look at the bottom of that league, all the way at the bottom, you have teams that could totally pull off a bunch of upsets.
Oh, sure.
Kansas is at the bottom. Look, they suck, but they're not that bad. I mean, a lot of people thought they were a top 25 team at the start of the year. They'll win some games. They'll knock off some people, especially at home. Utah is sitting there at 4-2. We have completely written them off, and I don't think we should, because they're better with Isaac Wilson than they were with Cam Rising.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're nasty. And then you have Oklahoma State sitting there at 0-3 in the league. Gundy's going to get a few.
If they could ever figure it out.
Those are the bottom of the league. I didn't even go through the middle of the league. League is bananas.
You know, Colorado is better than people thought. Yeah, I'm with you. That may be
one of those
weird conferences when it's all said and done. You got two teams playing in a conference title game for a shot at the college football playoff, and I don't know. I have honestly no idea at this point who would be there. I'm just kind of tickled that BYU, haven't been in the Big 12 very long, and 6-0, 13th in the country.
Can I just say, and I don't want to get into a whole thing here. I really don't, because we've talked about this a lot.
Yeah,
but the idea of BYU being 6-0 and 13th in the country, but not, I mean, they're not in the best league. Okay,
no,
they're in the Big 12.
They're not.
It's a fun league, but it's not the best league.
No, if they were in the Big 10 and the SEC, they would not be 6-0.
Isn't that sort of a, what would be the word? Doesn't that make you think that this situation that Oregon State and Washington State are in, it's actually in some ways better? Because this is really exciting for BYU.
Yes.
Whereas if BYU had joined Big Ten, or the Pac, maybe even just the Pac-12, or if Oregon State had joined the Big Ten or whatever, that's just so much tougher.
Yeah.
So when you see them in a league like this and you're having this magical season, like it doesn't, at least so far, it doesn't take away any of the joy.
No.
No BYU fan is sitting there going, well, this is great, but man, I'd rather be 3-3 in the Big Ten. No, you wouldn't. This is amazing. You will get a chance to play in the college football playoff if you
win
the league.
It is a very valid point that while it would be awesome to be in the Big Ten and the SEC
playoffs
and get $75 and $100 million a year, I'm also not naive enough to think that giving that money to BYU would make them on par with Ohio State and Oregon. So to your point, yes, it is a more enjoyable year to play the schedule that we have and a chance to have a magical year where you win 10-11 games and make a college football playoff than go play in the SEC, because if Texas, Georgia, and Alabama are on our schedule, we're not 6-0 and we're not winning 10 games.
And the Beavs,
so,
and
it's
I get
valid
it.
Point.
I get it. The Beavs and Cougs aren't in the Big 12, but they are piecing together, you know, a future in a league like this.
Yeah.
And, you know, Oregon State's 4-2. Mm-hmm. If they were in the Pac-12, or God forbid, somehow they got into the Big Ten or the ACC, they wouldn't be 4-2.
No, I think the idea, though, for those fans is, like, maybe they would have a different roster and their coach would have stayed and, you know, it's all of that stuff. So it's, woulda, coulda, shoulda.
But you get my point.
Yeah, I get
you. Anyway,
point.
We don't need to belabor that.
No, but I understand where you're coming from. And I'll as a BYU fan, I agree. I'll
see,
take
that,
it.
That is a fun Friday night game.
The
BYU Oklahoma
fits
State.
Better in the Big 12 than we would in the SEC.
Right.
I'm not interested in being the doormat of the SEC. It would suck.
All right, let's look at Saturday's games. Some big ones coming up next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.